the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcasts within Deezer are now available in 51 more countries. The music and streaming app has added podcasts to 32 additional European countries and 19 Latin American territories, though it hasn't published a full list. The company has 16 million monthly active users across the world. Stitcher and Wondery's joint venture Podfront UK will start selling sponsorship in NPR podcasts for audiences in the UK and Ireland, it's been announced. She Podcasts has launched a new virtual membership community, the Super Squad. A place to learn and network without the distraction of social media is promised. Kay Singh has posted a long and well-researched article about Spotify's part in the podcasting ecosystem with plenty of data on how that's growing. Is your favourite podcast tracking you? The markup has waded into the alarming world of podcast privacy. Spotify has voluntarily recognised the Parcast Union. The organisation will collaborate with unions at Ringer and Gimlet. Spotify studios are not yet unionised. Orphonic has added tweaks and statistics to their audio processing service to ensure you can always hear what people are saying, while music and effects can still have a bigger loudness range. And in Australia, now here's a job, the ABC has published a vacancy for a podcast lead for the news and current affairs division. You'll find that at podjobs.net. And in podcast news, Tenderfoot TV and Double Elvis with Entercom's Cadence 13 are working on Dead and Gone, a show that looks at fans of the Grateful Dead, known as Deadheads, who've unexpectedly ended up literally dead heads. Is their demise a surprise? Jack Brennan and Double Elvis have previously been working with iHeartRadio, would note. Outside the Lines is a new podcast from Quagoma, the Queensland Art Gallery and Gallery of Modern Art, a podcast for kids all about art. The show is a Kindling co-production. And Podcast One has launched a new podcast and vodcast from Grammy Award-winning global superstar Pitbull. The show is sponsored by Pepsi and it's From Negative to Positive. It launched yesterday. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.